Nerdy is the new sexy.
It's good to be a geek.
This is Bud's Weekly Geek Out.
Hi, Bud. What nightmare he brought us today from the hellscape of AI and other ways that technology is going to ruin our lives.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jenny. Hi.
Yeah, you probably saw this. It was all over the internet, but I have to talk about it. A week ago, Boston Dynamics uploaded a video called Farewell to HD Atlas. Now, Boston Dynamics, in case you don't know, is the company that makes the terrifying robots that you see all over the internet. They make the robots walk and jump and pick up things and dance and get up from being knocked over. And not gonna lie, I love me some robots, but these ones border on terrifying.
Does they make the ones that looks like a dog?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So there's Atlas, the big hulking bipedal one, which is, that one's creepy. There's Handle, the bipedal one with wheels for feet, so it's creepy and fast. There's Spot, the one you were talking about, the four-legged dog-like robot that has a tail that can reach out and push buttons and turn doorknobs and open doors and flip levers and handle crazy terrain like stairs, no problem. And it's creepy, but it's almost cute. And then there's Big Dog, which is the militarized version of Spot, meant to be a pack mule for soldiers. If you saw the robot dog with guns on the internet, that was not Boston Dynamics. They actually have a policy against weaponizing its machines. Which, good.
That's a plus. Yeah, that's really great. I think I saw an article where the dog one was being used at an airport to keep geese away from the runway or something
Hilarious.
Like that.
Hilarious. I love that. Something. That's great. Why not?
I don't know if it was Boston Dynamics or not.
So this video, Farewell to HD Atlas. HD stands for hydraulic, by the way. The video went over the life and times and development of their walking robot from its early days, tethered to ceiling wires, to walking around in the world with no strings, and then a super cut of all of its fails, busting hydraulic tubes and falling off stuff and rolling down hills and running into walls. Like, kind of funny, except it's like a 5-foot metal monster. So we were all left wondering what it meant that they were bidding farewell to. No, we only had to wait a day. The next video they posted showed a much more svelte humanoid robot lying on the ground, not moving at all, looking kind of dead, but a much more finished looking robot with hardly any wires poking out, no hydraulic tubes to speak of. The camera doesn't orbit around the robot when its legs curl up around its hips, and then it just pushes itself up while the rest of its body stays horizontal and floating up off the floor. It's like a dancer with leg muscles made of steel.
Did you see this one?
No. Oh my
god. Terrifying.
It straightens itself up to a standing position. It rotates its head 180 degrees to face us, then walks towards us by turning each leg independently to face us, spinning its torso from back to front. Just everything spinning like a human can. It walks toward the camera with a head like a big ring light surrounding tinted glass where you can barely see a bunch of cameras behind. It stares into your soul for a few seconds, spins its head around again, then its torso, then its legs, and speed walks out of frame more smoothly than the hydraulic version ever did. It's also much quieter. This is the electric Atlas robot, and it's coming for our souls. I mean, probably not, but like, what an introduction.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's allowed to be in BattleBots. Remember that?
Maybe.
Are Boston Dynamics banned from it? Because can you imagine that thing in a ring?
If they had a spatula to flip the other robot?
Oh, my
game
gosh.
Over.
Game over.
Wow, right.
Well, how do you think that they were able to improve it so much and so quickly?
I looked this up. In 2021, Hyundai, the car maker, bought Boston Dynamics. Because obviously, having such robotic expertise on your side for stuff like making cars on an assembly line, that's a good get.
Yeah.
So Boston Dynamics, while also working on car robots now, have been able to continue their work on the humanoid robots, but now with Hyundai money.
Oh.
So the new electric Atlas is stronger with a broader range of motion than anything before it. And the OG Atlas also has pincers for hands. This new Atlas looks like it's got 3 fingers per hand. So it'll be more dexterous and able to pick up more than boxes and maybe choke us. So this feels more like a 2.0 version of the robot, which they plan to make available for commercial applications like Spot the dog is now. Atlas V1 was never made for sale. And along with all this, they've just launched their Orbit software so that folks who buy the robots can operate them all with one piece of software.
So they're not coming to enslave us then?
No. No, probably.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
That's not a good enough
answer. What kind of an answer is that? So what do you mean?
Just go watch the video. Make your own judgment. You can see the goodbye hydraulic Atlas and the hello electric Atlas videos at thezone.fm/geekout.
I will not be watching that.
Yeah, we should stay away from it. It's so bad. I know.
Yeah.
I hate when I bust my hydraulic tubes, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I'm stressed. Thanks, Buzz.
Sorry.
For
thank
that.
You. Bye.
Love ya.
Buzz Weekly Geek Out. Sometimes you know it's good to be a geek. Listen every Wednesday on the Morning Zone for more news from the world of techie type stuff.